Good morning, everyone. My name is Stephanie Chambliss, and I am the JAG Specialist for Caldwell County Hospital. I want to begin by thanking all of the business partners and community members who came out to support this special ribbon-cutting ceremony. This marks an exciting chapter for our school, our students, and our community, and we are thrilled to have you with us to share this moment as we celebrate and introduce you to the JAG program. For those unfamiliar, Jobs for America's Graduates is a program that is dedicated to helping students succeed in high school and beyond. JAG Kentucky is focused on empowering young people with the skills they need to thrive in the workforce, pursue higher education, or join the military. JAG is dedicated to helping students achieve academic and career success. After graduation, JAG offers our students 12 months of follow-up support. The benefits of this program extend far beyond the classroom. These students will graduate not only ready to succeed in the workforce, but will be community members committed to giving back and making a positive impact on those around them. With that being said, the success of our JAG program relies heavily on the support and involvement of our community, all of you. You can help in many ways, including mentoring, volunteering to share your professional experiences, and offering guidance. We are always looking for guest speakers to visit our classroom and provide information about the career choices available in our community. Your leadership, commitment to being here today, and support moving forward will be instrumental in making this program a success and helping our students be fully equipped for success in whatever avenue that they choose. So without further ado, let's proceed with the ceremony and celebrate this wonderful addition to our school. Please help me welcome Harper Lewis, one of our JAG Career Association officers, to the podium to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. My name is Harper Lewis. At this time, I would like all of you to stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I would like to call Dariah Harris, our Career Association President, to the podium to lead our members in the Career Association Creed.
Good morning, my name is Dariah Harris. As both president and a member of JAG, the Career Association, there are certain principles that we believe these are represented in our Career Association Creed. Would all chapter members please rise as we recite our creed? I believe I have the right to establish high personal and career goals and to develop those skills necessary to achieve my goal. I believe I must choose a career appropriate to my interests, abilities, and aptitudes. I believe the success of the free enterprise system depends on the cooperation of business, education, labor, government, community, and the youth of this nation. I believe that each individual has the responsibility to develop an appreciation for productive work and a respect for all careers. I believe each person should have the opportunity to develop their full potential and recognize their value to society. I believe my success is earned through my efforts at school and at work. I believe the growth of my abilities and experiences gained through the Career Association will assure my future career success. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, I would like to call another one of our Career Association members, Caden Samples, to the podium.
Good Good morning. My name is Cadence Samples. I can confidently say that I love JAG. I have JAG first period, and there's honestly no better way I could start the school day off. This class is so helpful and eases my mind when it comes to the future. We talk about a lot of things that we otherwise might not know, such as how to buy a car, how to understand credit score, and so much more. Before this class, I didn't understand any of that stuff, but I need to understand these things once I graduate. Lastly, I just want to brag about the amazing teacher we've had assigned to teach JAG, Ms. Stephanie Chambliss. She's a teacher who cares about her students and truly wants the best for them. She offers her time, advice, and love for all of her students. I'm so thankful to be part of the first ever Caldwell County JAG class. So thank you to those of you who are supporting JAG. It is helpful for students just like me. Now I'd like to call Adriana Springfield to the podium to give some additional testimonies and introduce our regional JAG support manager.
Good morning. My name is Adriana Springfield. I'm so proud of Cadence for sharing. Now I would like to read a few more statements from my peers. Before JAG, I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, whether it would be going to college or taking a gap year. Now I have a plan for my future. I like JAG because it helps me see what the real world after high school is like. JAG also helps me understand things like car expenses, bills, etc. JAG teaches me what to expect when I go to college, and it's helping me decide if college is right for me. I'm glad to be enrolled in JAG because of the variety of college and career opportunities that Ms. Chambliss and our guest speakers present to us. JAG is helping me develop real-world skills to prepare for my future after graduation. JAG helps me learn about careers that I'm interested in and how to get there. Not only that, it covers other real-world topics like how to buy a car and keep it, and even insurance. This is why I like JAG. This one is mine personally. I like JAG because it has opened my eyes to ways to get involved in the community, and it has shown me lots of leadership roles. Being an officer has helped me with my public speaking, and I'm very proud of that. I'm thankful to be a part of JAG. As you can see, the JAG program is a great asset to our school, and I'm very fortunate to be part of it. Now I would like to introduce Ms. Stephanie Rickman, our regional JAG specialist support manager, to give some remarks.
Good morning, Caldwell County. It's very exciting to be here with you. I am a retired JAG specialist from Graves County. I think we came and played you guys in football a few times through the years when my son played. When I started with JAG, I was a six-year specialist, and there were about 40 programs in the state. This side of Bowling Green, there were two programs, mine at Graves and one at Paducah Tillman. Currently, we have 132 programs in the state of Kentucky and cover 72 counties. We have 94 high school programs, 30 middle school programs, 6 alternative school programs, and 2 out of school programs, which in combination means that we serve close to 7,500 students statewide. We currently have a 99.6 graduation rate for students who graduate through the JAG program, which far and exceeds the standard for JAG Kentucky or for JAG Nationals for us to be considered a 6 of 6 winner. We have several things that we look at to be a 6 of 6 national award winner, and Kentucky has been for approximately the last 10 years. We look at the number of students who attend college. We look at the number of students who are employed, the ones that attend the military. And as Ms. Chambliss mentioned earlier, we do a 12-month follow-up with our seniors. We check in with them every month, so we have 100% connectivity rate with every senior that's graduated through the JAG Kentucky program. So we don't just hand a diploma and say good luck. We are there for the long haul with these students. So it's my pleasure to be here representing the Western Kentucky side of JAG Kentucky. And let's give a round of applause to these students, because I don't know about you, I would have never done this in high school. Feel free to read. reach out if you have any questions, and I'll be around a little bit after the ribbon cutting to answer any questions or to provide any further information. Thank you for having me.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mariah Harris, and I'm the president of our Career Association. Thank you all for being here today as we gather to introduce and celebrate our very own JAG Kentucky program at CCHS. It is my honor to introduce someone who plays a vital role in our community and our state, Walker Thomas, our esteemed state representative. Representative Thomas has dedicated his career to supporting key issues like education reform, workforce development, and public safety. With close to a decade in office, he has played a crucial role in promoting laws that positively impact our schools and local communities. His dedication is truly commendable. Outside of his office responsibilities, he is recognized for his genuine approachability and commitment to understanding the needs of his community. We are lucky to have such a passionate advocate representing us. Please join me in welcoming State Representative Thomas to the stage.
I'm going to get her to write my bio from all the time there. That was very nice. I'll move this up just a little bit there. Well, good morning. I'm excited to talk to you today about an incredible program that's making a real difference in the lives of students here in Caldwell County High School. Of course, it's the JAG program, as you all know, or Jobs Across America, Jobs for America graduates. JAG was created in 1980 with a simple yet powerful goal to help young people stay in school, graduate, and find their path to success in the workforce. At Caldwell County High, we are honored to contribute to this remarkable legacy. Currently, our JAG program involves around 60 students, which looks like they're all here, who are achieving extraordinary things. These students are not just learning about careers and leadership, they're actually living it. Through JAG, they're developing crucial life skills such as communication, problem solving, teamwork, and leadership. Through classroom activities, guest speakers, and real-world experiences, they are preparing for life beyond graduation in ways that extend beyond the traditional classroom. This year, our students are especially focused on building leadership skills that will serve them in the path that they choose, whether it's college, military, technical training, or entering the workforce. They're also working on community service projects, building their resumes, and preparing for job interviews, essential tools for the next chapter of their lives. And we're not stopping there. The future of the JAG program at Caldwell County is promising. Our vision is to expand the program, reaching even more students in the coming years. We aim to grow by forging strong partnerships with local businesses and organizations to offer more opportunities for internships, mentorships, and real-world learning experiences. By connecting students with community businesses and leaders, we can help them gain valuable experience and make significant strides towards their careers. Our ultimate goal for every JAG participant to graduate not only with a diploma, but also with a clear plan for their future and their confidence to pursue it. Whether that means heading to college, entering a technical field, joining the military, or stepping directly into the workforce, we want them to feel ready and empowered to succeed. Before the ceremony started, I got to meet a lot of them, and they're focused on some of the different things that they want to do. So, proud of them, look forward to mingling with you and meeting some of y'all back in the reception later on. But we want to thank you for supporting this program. We look forward to building a strong future for our students and our community through the JAG program. So thank y'all for being here.
Good morning. My name is Ethel Myers. I'm the Vice President of our Career Association. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. We know that you are extremely busy most of the time, and we appreciate you taking the time to show your support during the program. At this time, I would like to introduce our CCHS principal, Mr. Kukihiko, as he closes out our ceremony.
I just want to quickly say three things to you all. First, I want to say thank you to the community members for being here. I was trying to count. I'm going to give you an estimate. There's about 50 or 55 community members from outside of this building that are here this morning to help celebrate these young men and these young women. And so thank you. And some of those from the school system and some are outside the school system. But what that represents is partnerships. As you've already heard this morning, to help these young individuals as they're getting ready to transition to the real world. And that's one of the goals here at the high school or any high school. So thank you all for being here. Second, to the students. I talked to several students this morning, especially these on stage right here. They were extremely nervous, but they've done an outstanding job. And that just shows that that they're learning. They've been put in situations that's a little bit uncomfortable, and that's okay. To kind of expand their capacity because they're going to face these situations in the real world. So that's exciting to be able to be able to have a first row seat to watch those things happen. And then lastly, we're about 3 months in, I guess, to the JAG program. And when we committed to the JAG program, the board approved that. And so thanks to them, we didn't have a teacher, had no one to lead this program. And we got an outstanding hire in Ms. Chambliss. When I say she has truly hit the ground running, she truly has. My response to her when she would come to me with questions is, you know, Stephanie, I don't know, I have any idea. So when I say she's hit the ground running, she's been to trainings, she's worked alongside her mentor, Ms. Griggs, just to kind of make sure this was a success. I know she's been looking forward to this day since the very beginning, hearing about this day and the importance of this day. I'm excited to see and hear the comments that I hear in the hallways, but also from this podium that the students have said about the program, but also more importantly about the connections, because that's what it's all about, the relationships, the positive relationships that a teacher can come in and infuse in the students and build those. So I'm excited to see where this goes. The sign is very cool, so we'll make sure we get one of those for the high school as well. But that's the school, so just say thank you to Ms. Chambliss, thank you to the students, thank you to the leadership team up here, and thank you to you all for coming.
So that concludes our ceremony, and if any of you would like to stay and speak to our students, we're going to have a reception in the library. And you're more than welcome to hang out and get to know these kids. Thank you for being here.